Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Stars could shine between the lines if you would let yourself go. Find some place you know you can use your words, use your hands. You can change the world, you just pretend. Express yourself, take a chance, and you'll see who you'll be.
It's time to express yourself, where teens talk and the world listens. Presented by Star Style Productions as an international outreach program of Be the Star You Are charity. You'll rock to an hour of adolescent fusion with your teen hosts and on-air reporters. Meet and chat with cool celebrities, exhilarating experts, and tenacious teens with subjects regarding anything and everything that you want to know. It's time to kick off the fun with our star teens. Welcome to Express Yourself.
The famed Roman poet Virgil once said in his eclogues, "Cantantes licet usque minus via lidet eamus," which translates in English to "let us go singing as far as we go. The road will be less tedious." Hello and welcome to Express Yourself. We're a program by, for, and with creative young people, a platform to give teens a voice right here on Voice America Kids Network, where we are proud to be celebrating our fifth year of weekly broadcasting. Yay! I'm Zara Haas. Woo! I'm Zara Haas today, and the theme for our show today is the gift of music.
And I'm Gigi. Hello! I'm Bridget Gia, really quick. Express Yourself is produced by Star Style Productions and brought to you as an outreach service of the Be the Star You Are charity, a top nonprofit honored by GuideStar and great nonprofits. Be the Star You Are has launched Operation Hurricane Matthew Relief to get books to the victims in the United States of this devastating storm. If you can help us help them, please visit BeTheStarYouAre.org to make a donation and get more information. We are shipping to Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. Please help us help those in need. In this first segment, we'll have Alex with us with his health wrap. Hi, Alex.
Hi, everybody. Tonight's segment is the gift of music, and I'm going to present the health wrap. Before I start, I just wanted to mention how cool of a quote that was. I thought it was really great.
Oh, thanks.
The theme of tonight's show is the gift of music. So the health wrap is going to take a look at music and how it can be helpful to our well-being. Believe it or not, musical therapy is actually a growing field because scientists are discovering that music can create emotional responses to relax or stimulate people or even help them heal. Let's take a look at what science is learning about music and health. There is new evidence showing that listening to music can actually boost your immune system function. And it does this by decreasing stress hormones and increasing growth hormones. Researchers are also finding that listening to music can increase the body's production of antibody cells, the cells that attack invading viruses and boost the effectiveness of our immune system. That, of course, helps the body to be in a better state for recovering from and resisting illnesses. So that's right. Listening to music can actually help you not get sick. Another really interesting thing is music can be used to relieve pain in patients. For example, surgery patients at the Cleveland Clinic that listened to recorded music experienced a very substantial decrease in post-surgical pain. Music has also been shown to reduce the amount of anesthesia needed during operations. Music therapy has been tested in patients ranging from those with intense acute pain to those with chronic pain from arthritis. Hearing music in the recovery room lowered the use of opioid painkillers. And, opioid painkillers are they can be very dangerous, and it's best to use as little of them as possible. And it's really fascinating that we can use something as benign as music to, help stop the pain. Mm-hmm. So overall, music therapy decreases pain perception, reduces the amount of pain medication needed, helps relieve depression, and gives people a better sense of control over their pain. Another thing I wanted to say is that music can be used to relieve stress and anxiety. Calming music decreases blood pressure, steadies the heart rate, and eases stress. More research has shown that music can reduce stress for patients who are undergoing surgeries, or for children undergoing medical procedures, and for patients with coronary heart disease. In controlled clinical trials of people having colonoscopies, cardiac angiography, and knee surgery, those who listened to music before their procedures had both reduced anxiety and a reduced need for sedatives. Those who listened to music in the operating room reported less discomfort during their procedure. You know, another really fascinating benefit of music is that it can restore lost speech. Music therapy can help people who are recovering from a stroke or traumatic brain injury that has damaged the left brain region responsible for speech. Because singing ability originates in the right side of the brain, people can work around the injury to the left side of their brain by first singing their thoughts and then gradually removing the melody. I just think that's so amazing that, you know, you have damage in the left part of your mm-hmm. brain and you're unable to speak, but the right side of your brain allows you to sing and you're able to communicate in that way. I just thought that's so that's amazing.
Incredible. Yeah. Wow.
Former U.S. Representative Gabby Giffords used this technique to enable her to testify before a congressional committee 2 years after a gunshot wound to her brain, which destroyed her ability to speak. So this stuff, it really works well.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I just found that part particular was just mind-blowing. It's amazing sometimes what
literally mind-blowing.
Listening to music can reduce the side effects of cancer therapy. Listening to music reduces the anxiety associated with chemotherapy and radiotherapy. It can even also reduce nausea and vomiting for patients who are receiving chemo. Another thing music can do is improve quality of life for dementia patients. Because the ability to engage with music remains intact late into the disease process, music therapy can actually help to recall memories and reduce agitation, assist communication, and improve physical coordination. So music is not just something that we like to listen to and you know, gives us joy in that way. It actually has some really amazing and powerful healing properties. And it suggests that the gift of music is a wonderful gift indeed, not only, you know, in your day-to-day life, but as a medical and health treatment.
Wow, thank you so much, Alex. That was some really interesting information. I really like how you gave us some, you know, general information on how music can heal, you know, like physical and emotional maladies in a variety of different ways. And so could you tell us a little more about any larger and more specific studies that were done on the effects of music on health and how it helps people heal and what they found?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Music has long been recognized as being useful therapy for emotions. But it's really only in recent years that researchers are discovering that using song and rhythms and sound frequencies can treat physical ailments. In 2013, a psychologist who studies the neuroscience of music at McGill University did a really large analysis of 400 studies on music and health. His analysis shows that music improves the body's immune system function and reduces stress. Interestingly, his studies also showed that listening to music was also found to be more effective than prescription drugs in reducing anxiety before surgery.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. And, you know, it's funny because you see all these, like, Olympic athletes, especially, who are, like, listening to music before their races to calm down their anxiety. But, like, me, personally, I never knew that, like, music really works on your immune system as well. And, like, really just like actually has physical properties. That's really cool.
For me, that study he did in 2013, the part I found most amazing was that they could actually be more effective than the prescription drugs that are used in anxiety.
Yeah.
Because, you know, these drugs like benzodiazepines and opiates, they have very high addiction potential, and they have a lot of really bad side effects that go along with that. I think actually right now, prescription drugs are, those two prescription drugs, the ones for anxiety and the ones for painkilling, are starting to top the number of drug-related deaths over even illegal drugs.
Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah, I think so. It's painkillers you can get addicted on, right? And so it's good that, you know, it's good that music is able to reduce that. And like opioids, which you mentioned earlier, which I found fascinating, because like those are really just like very high intensity drugs that are not good exactly for the human body. And it's awesome that music is able to kind of mitigate the effects of that and not have you take as much.
Yeah. So it's just so amazing that something as, you know, music, it can't get any safer than that, can replace these drugs that, you know, especially if you have to combine them for whatever reason, can put your life in, you know, down a pathway to addiction or even, you know, it just terrible consequences.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, Alex, if you don't mind me asking, what do you know what it is about music that makes it more effective than these prescription drugs and what makes it actually like a very effective healing method?
Well, I don't know the exact reasoning behind what makes them more effective, but I do know that they work in a somewhat similar manner. I know how, for prescription painkillers, how opiates work is we have these things in our bodies called endorphins, which literally means, endo for inside.
Right.
And morphins for morphine. So these are morphine-like substances that we produce in our own bodies. And listening to music can actually release our endorphins. Other things that release endorphins, you know, exercise, running, accomplishing goals, you know, things like that. You know, and they ultimately, those cause a release of dopamine and serotonin. You know, kind of the feel-good chemicals our body produces. But when you, the difference between doing it artificially and doing it naturally is your body becomes accustomed and dependent on the artificial way. And then when you don't take them, you know, your body down regulates their production.
Right.
And that's how you start getting in a cycle of withdrawal and you're unable to feel good without the artificial painkillers. And it's, you know, it's you know, it can be a whole dangerous mess.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Alex, for, you know, showing us that fascinating side of music that I think a lot of us don't really get to hear about mostly. Unfortunately, we are out of time, but during the break, be sure to check out our charity site at btsya.org, which stands for Be the Star You Are, 501c3 Literacy and Positive Media Charity. I'm Zara Hassanein.
And I'm Brigitte Gia. Support our show and these amazing segments by donating to the Be the Star You Are charity that brings you this program. For more information on how to do this, go to bethestaryouare.org and follow our blog. Again, that website is bethestaryouare.org. All right, don't go anywhere as we continue our talk about music.
Listen, the later it gets, you're listening to Voice America Kids.
Are you a teen interested in becoming a radio personality? The Positive Message Outreach Program of Be the Star You Are charity trains dedicated young people to be reporters and hosts on Express Yourself Teen Radio. Visit ExpressYourselfTeenRadio.com for information. That's ExpressYourselfTeenRadio.com. Don't forget to tune in to Express Yourself Tuesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Kids, where teens talk and the world listens.
We didn't invent Kid Talk, we perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Express Yourself on the Voice America Kids channel, where teens talk and the world listens. Express Yourself is produced by Star Style Productions, LLC, as an international outreach program of Be the Star You Are charity. For more information about our show, visit ExpressYourselfTeenRadio.com. Now, back to our star teens.
Welcome back to our uplifting, inspiring program on the gift of music. I'm Zara Hassanein, and you are listening to Express Yourself on the Voice America Kids Network, brought to you by Be the Star You Are charity.
And I'm Brigitte Gia. We have been celebrating the fifth anniversary of our launch of Express Yourself Teen Radio, so make sure to listen to past shows. In this segment, we will be introducing our newest reporter, Soyoung Kim, who will be doing a segment on music magic. But before we go to Soyoung, Zara and I will read Courtney Chang's chapter, The Gift of Music, from the book Be the Star You Are for Teens. Courtney Chang has been a volunteer with Be the Star You Are for over 10 years. She was one of the first radio reporters on Express Yourself and currently hosts From Time to Time.
So without further ado, here is Courtney Chang's The Gift of Music. Since I was a little girl, music played a large part in my life. I remember sitting next to our stereo speaker singing with Elton John, Candle on the Water. I was 3 at the oldest. We had an upright piano. My mom began teaching me when I was 4. I enjoyed it, but hated practicing to the point where I timed every minute and bolted when my allotted 15 minutes were up.
In second grade, my best friend played violin, and I wanted to as well. I pestered my parents about letting me start violin. They warned me of the grueling practices and the dedication needed. I promised them I would carry through, and after a long discussion of how I wouldn't pick up the instrument just to follow others, my parents caved and let me start. I quit playing piano then to focus on violin.
June 1st, 2002. My family was en route to Walnut Creek, California for my first violin lesson at 7:30 a.m. I was nervous and scared. Mrs. Peterson was loving and kind even when I got sick within the first 15 minutes. Through the first few years, I was intimidated by various situations. The inability to play a new piece, the feeling of inadequacy, or the lack of finger agility to accommodate difficult passages. When I hit my music lows, Mrs. Peterson, and later Mr. Peterson, helped me ride through them. They always gave me solid advice and support to develop techniques to get out of these dumps.
2 years ago, I hit my lowest point yet, playing horribly at 2 competitions and continuing under par for the rest of the year. I hated music then. It constantly reminded me of failing. I was cranky and half-hearted with any music. This didn't pass by Mr. Peterson. He would tell stories about his life when I was frustrated. It was through his humor and gentle teachings that I regained my stride halfway through the next year. He would always say, "Many violinists can play fancy techniques, but the really good players play from here," and he would press 2 fingers against his chest, just above his heart. "They play from the heart." These words kindled a spark in my heart that still burns strong.
No matter how inspiring words may be, repetition is dull. Those wise words were repeated so many times I exhausted of its redundancy. But in present, when I stepped away to see these moments from a distance, I know that Mr. and Mrs. Peterson only hoped for the best for me. They gave me support when I crumbled under pressure. It was through their dedication, hard work, and love that I inherited their music enthusiasm.
When music comes to mind, appreciation builds inside me towards my parents for Elton John, the Bee Gees, and the piano lessons, and undoubtedly Mr. and Mrs. Peterson for the approximated minimum of 364, and counting, lessons and love of classical music. It is them that I can credit my music love for.
I like to consider myself an all-around music lover. I take pride in appreciating, or at least tolerating, all music I feed off the world and internet. From Mozart to the Jonas Brothers, to Eminem, to Broadway tunes, and more, I make the most of every note. From experience, I know it takes some ability to listen to a diverse playlist. It's with ability and love for music that I find inspiration. And it is because music is a universal language everyone understands that I feel anyone can appreciate the gift of music.
All right, and here we have an exercise from the chapter, which is titled Play Your Music. So open your mind and take the chance to explore the musical world. A first point here is turn on the radio and change the station off of your favorite. Take the time to listen to other stations because you'll never know what you'll discover. And instead of purchasing presents to exchange with your friends on holidays or birthdays, burn them a playlist of your favorite songs. The top 25 most played lists in iTunes really helps here. Encourage them to do it in return. Take a few minutes each week to explore the homepage of the iTunes Store or the media guide of Windows Media Player. Free singles and artists of the month are great places to start searching for new sounds.
And here's a quote from August Rush. The music is all around us. All you have to do is listen.
All right, and so we'll all discuss this chapter by Courtney in a bit, but now I'd like to introduce you to our newest reporter, Sayoung Kim, who will be reporting on Music Magic. Sayoung is a freshman in high school in California, and she was born in Incheon, South Korea, and moved to America when she was in third grade. She is greatly passionate to learn more about types of music from all over the world. She plays the violin, piano, vibraphone, and she occasionally sings. Her favorite subjects in school are history and orchestra because she's always curious about learning about the past and predicting the future. She loves getting involved in the orchestra because she greatly values the lessons learned through teamwork and music.
Hello, Sayoung, and welcome to the Express Yourself Star Team. We are excited to hear your segment. So go ahead and tell us about music and just go for your segment.
Hi, guys. This is my new segment, Music Magic. Since the topic this week is the gift of music, which is perfect for my segment, I will get right into it. Every music tells a different story, from the saddest stories to the funniest ones. Music is a memory. Music can link to any special moment in our lives and remind us of them later on. Everyone, yes, you too, live around music. The annoying tapping across your room is also music. It's the beat. The beat is an essential part of music. Without it, a song would have no pulse. If a song doesn't have a pulse, that means that the song sounds inconsistent. Don't freak out yet. Even the songs that sound beatless have beats. For example, rap songs without drums do sound beatless, but the rapper has his or her own beat that carries out throughout their songs. Music is loved by everyone. Famous pianist Billy Joel once said, "I think music itself is healing. It's an explosive expression of humanity. It's something we all touched by. No matter what culture we're from, everyone loves music." Because music is liked by everyone, it is something that someone can do alone or with others. Music teaches us the importance of teamwork and unites people together under the same interest. Personally, my love for music affects the way I view things in my everyday life. On bad days, for example, I sit on my piano stool and play. Music is a way I use to relieve my stress. Because of this, music generally keeps me happy and motivated for more bad days and good days, of course, that are awaiting for me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know, it's funny because we were talking about in the last segment, stress and how music does relieve stress. And it's great that you're able to use music as a way to, or like playing music, right, as a way to release your stress. And so what things can we really appreciate about music other than the things you've mentioned before?
Let's think about it like this. Since Christmas and Thanksgiving season is here, it'll be easier to imagine. Each song is like a package filled with strong messages, beautiful melodies, and a specific nuance of the songwriter. For example, a bright song can make someone happier and vice versa. Music's ability to change a person's mood isn't something that anything else can do so easily. The music makers take their time to make their songs to express themselves as well.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. And, you know, how you were saying before that everyone can really appreciate music. Yeah. And it's something that, you know, really everyone enjoys. It's just generally agreed that it's like a, you know, healing force and that's it makes people happy and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But how do you think you can make a song more personal?
You can be motivated to make a song yourself. A song often tells a story about the songwriter. You can write your own song to express yourself. But this isn't the only way to make a song personal. You can link a song to a specific memory. If this is difficult for someone, they can always rely on the songs that are already presented to us. They have lyrics that we can already relate to.
Yeah. And, you know, like, I do love that about music, where you can really relate yourself to it and to whatever the artist is going through. And I think it's great that you mentioned that. So what makes music special? Like, what makes it better than everything else at expressing our emotions?
Music has been with the human race since the beginning of time, really. Music is constantly evolving, just like they always have been. Did you guys know that it is known that by 4000 BCE, the Egyptians had created harps and flutes? And by 3500 BCE, lyres and double-reeded clarinets were made. New instruments and music are made every second, even right now. Music has mesmerized all of us with its ability to be developed at all times.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. That's actually, you know, you don't necessarily think about music as like starting at a certain time or anything like that. But I do kind of think of it as like, you know, developing over time, like you were saying, and like every generation kind of adds its own flair to music. So, you know, what ways do you think our generation and generations after us will be able to contribute to making a difference in music and adding to music and kind of just, you know, contributing a verse, if you will?
You don't have to go straight to composing or anything major. You can pay attention to the different versions of music that are already being made. You can get ideas to make things more special for you. Your ideas can always thrive amongst people, so there's a need for all of us to remember that. For example, I have recordings of random piano music that I recorded on my phone. Sometimes I share it with my friends, and sometimes I don't. These recordings are like a shirt that fits me perfectly. It's easy to access, it's exactly what I want, and it's a way to express myself in a special way.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think music is a really expressive force, and it's really important to just kind of appreciate it and to appreciate its merits, too. So thank you so much, Soo Young, for that informative segment. We're excited to have you on the Express Yourself team. And that was a great first segment, so great job. During the break, everyone, please visit our radio site at expressyourselfteenradio.com for photos, descriptions, links, blogs, and more.
Also, please visit our charity site at bethestarur.org and watch our fun and informative videos at youtube.com/bethestarur. Stay right here as we continue our amazing conversation on the gift of music.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Show the world your smile. Be the star you are.
If you are ready to be inspired, energized, and edutained, you've come to the right place with our two life-changing programs at BeTheStarYouAreRadio.com. Live every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's our lifestyle show, Star Style, Be the Star You Are, with hosts Cynthia Bryan and Heather Brittany. On Tuesdays at noon Pacific, teens talk and the world listens on Express Yourself Teen Radio on Voice America Kids. Come play with us at BeTheStarYouAreRadio.com.
Are you a teen interested in becoming a radio personality? The Positive Message Outreach Program of Be the Star You Are charity trains dedicated young people to be reporters and hosts on Express Yourself Teen Radio. Visit ExpressYourselfTeenRadio.com for information. That's ExpressYourselfTeenRadio.com. Don't forget to tune in to Express Yourself Tuesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Kids, where teens talk and the world listens.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Express Yourself on the Voice America Kids channel, where teens talk and the world listens. Express Yourself is produced by Star Style Productions, LLC, as an international outreach program of Be the Star You Are charity. For more information about our show, visit ExpressYourselfTeenRadio.com. Now, back to our star teens.
Thank you for staying with us here at Voice America Kids. I'm Zara Hosnain. Our program is Express Yourself, giving youth across the world a voice to be listened to. Today on Express Yourself, we are discussing the gift of music.
And I'm Brigitte Gia. To talk more about music and to continue our discussion about Courtney's gift of music is our lead host, Asia Gonzalez. So, Asia, we understand that you are a huge music buff.
Oh my gosh, I love music. What's funny is I was actually listening to music right before this segment started. And I need music. I can't go a day without it. I can't listen to music. I can't not listen to music. I listen to music when I get ready in the morning, when I take a shower, when I do homework. And the first thing I do when I is plug my aux cord into my phone, which I know the first thing you should do is put on your seatbelt, but I would rather listen to music. I start driving.
Music is survival.
It is. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, I mean, know, I like, think that's... Oh, sorry, yeah, you can...
I can't drive yet because I was lazy, didn't get my license, but I do that thing where, you know, I just connect to Bluetooth, like, right, yes. like, Dad, don't start the car, you need to connect to Bluetooth, come on, I need to play music. Yeah, and so, you know, like, music is such a wide, like, subject, like you're a music buff, right, and you know, do you dabble in all the music genres, or is there like a specific genre that you really, really like?
I do. There's a lot of genres that I do like, like alternative rock. I like electronica and electronic pop and hip hop. And it's so hard to pick between those because I have really big artists that I love. Like I have favorite artists in all three of those genres. So it's really hard to pick between those.
Mm-hmm. So you said you have some favorite artists. So what are your like favorite music groups and artists in those genres and just like in general?
So it's such a long list, but I'll try and narrow it down for you guys. But alternative rock, I listen to a lot of like 90s rock. Like there's Pearl Jam. There's I love Pearl Jam. I love them. And I like Alice in Chains, Jane's Addiction, Stone Temple Pilots. Like those are the alternative rock. And they're mostly from the 90s. And of course, I love Nirvana, but they're kind of similar. And then with electronica, there's like Flume and Odessa. And then there's like... other artists like those. And then with hip hop, I've really started to really like that kind of genre, which when I was younger, I didn't like it too much. Mm-hmm. But I've started to get into hip hop and I really like G-Eazy. I really like Logic and those guys have really like kicked it off and they're so awesome. But those are the ones that I absolutely love.
Yeah, I totally, that's like, I like so many of the artists that you just named and like, I'm also like really excited because like, I kind of want to check out the ones that I haven't heard of, like all that like electronica stuff you were talking about. Yeah, that sounds like really cool.
Just electronica and you'll find out all these awesome bands. And if you look up Flume, like if you'll find all these different artists and groups that are just like them and you can do a lot of exploring.
Ooh, yeah, no, that's cool. And yeah, like Pearl Jam, man, they're like my favorite too. Like Eddie Vedder, just his voice is like
He's so smooth.
Perfect. Yeah, no, I totally agree. So what do you think that music like has a real, I know you were talking about like, oh, you know, when you go into the car, like the first thing you do is just like plug it off chord before anything. So do you think like that kind of like with the way that music like pervades your life, does it kind of like, does it play a huge role in like your everyday life? And if so, like how so?
It pretty much makes up like 70% of my entire day. So I would really say that it's pretty important, but mostly because, I grew up on pretty awesome genres of music. You know, my parents listened to a lot of the alternative rock from the 90s and I grew up with a lot of 80s music. So listening to those bands and those songs, it really brings back a lot of memories that I had as a kid. You know, we lived in this house where we had speakers that were connected in the walls and we would blast 80s music and 90s music all the time and just have like a blast.
That's cool. House.
Yeah.
We
it was really cool. It was really a high, like really advanced technology for us. We're like, whoa, this is so cool.
Speakers.
Yeah. It was awesome. So we would play awesome music while we were cooking dinner. We had a pretty nice kitchen, so we were always cooking. So we would blast music in there. We did a lot of road trips. So everybody had their own preference for music that they wanted to play. And if we didn't want to listen to whatever was on the radio, we just had like our MP3 players or our iPhones to have music to. So we were always listening to music. So music plays a huge part in my family. And the best thing that I love is waking up in the morning, plugging in my phone to my speaker and making breakfast with my family. So it plays a huge role with my family and how we spend time together and the memories that we have. So I would say that's why it's pretty important to me.
Yeah, wow. That's really neat that, you know, music especially brings up a lot of good memories for you. Yeah. And, the speakers
are pretty cool. I thought it was so cool. I miss those.
Yeah. It's neat to install them all around the house. So yes, do you, you know, you've got speakers and when you would, you know, make breakfast in the morning, as you said, with your family, you'd listen to music. So do you like to sing or dance along to music when you listen to it? Is that maybe something your family did?
Only in private. I would never hear me dance or hear me sing ever. My family will do it together. We'll just jump around the house or we'll burst out into random song even when there isn't music on. So that's something that my family and I do a lot. But the only time that you would ever see me sing is in the shower, which you would never see that because... So really the only time, or I'll do it in the car when nobody else is in it. So when I'm driving alone, on a long drive, that's when I'll be singing and stuff. And I'm pretty sure people are in their cars next to me, wondering what the heck is that chick doing in her car. So that's about the only time that I'll ever dance or headbang or whatever, or
Yeah, well, I think it's really awesome that, you know, it seems like, you know, everything that you said about music, it just seems like it's a really huge source of joy in your life. And I think most people can definitely say that it is a huge, huge source of joy. It's not just, you know, we tend to think of just music as just a bunch of sounds that kind of make you feel a certain way. But is there a song or a certain kind of sound that makes you feel really emotional? And if so, what kind of emotion does it invoke in you?
What's funny is that you bring that up now, and we were actually talking about this earlier, but it's a song by Pearl Jam. It's called Black, and it's a sad, slow song, and it really just expresses, loss, and the lyrics are just, they're so personal, and it reminds me of the loss in my life, but, you know, that's okay. You know, it's okay to talk about that. It's okay to feel that. You know, that's what I love about music is that it allows you to feel those emotions instead of, repressing them. And what was awesome is Eddie Vedder, the lead singer, he really described the song as talking about a first relationship, which everybody can relate to that. And it talks about the loss of a first relationship because you're both bound to go different ways, you know, no matter what.
Right.
Only the very few lucky people get to be with their first loves, which I congratulate them on that, which is awesome. But, you know, he really explains, you guys are so young. You have your first love. There is such a high possibility for you guys to go on different paths. So it's a hard truth to accept, but it's there. And you can't really understand that while you're in that first love, but once you're out of it and you experience that loss, then you really understand wow, you know, I get what that kind of feeling means.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so it's bittersweet too. It's
and I really think it's important how you said, it kind of emotions that you would regularly kind of suppress and that you might not be completely comfortable talking about. You can kind of just there's just this kind of feeling when you listen to music and
a release.
Just a release through the lyrics, you know, maybe you can't say it so eloquently and maybe you can't ever write it or anything, but somehow there's just something in music that just kind of gets it off your back or just makes everything kind of feel better. And I think that's a really important aspect.
That's what I love.
Yeah. And you know, it's kind of you know, sometimes you feel really connected to the lyrics as well. I feel sometimes other people put it more eloquently than you ever could. So you see people getting, you know, lyrics tattooed on their bodies, on their skin, to kind of really emphasize the connection they show with a specific lyric as well, which I think is cool. But, you know, some songs do have kind of more, you know, there's some swear words incorporated. So, Asia, what do you think about offensive lyrics? Is there ever a time when, you know, bad language is okay or in a song? How do you feel about that?
You know, with that, I would say the only time that it would ever be completely unacceptable is if you're using your lyrics to put either an individual or a group of people down. If you're talking badly or if you're literally putting down those people, then I would say that is completely unacceptable. But with lyrics, it's all about self-expression. So I feel that no matter what you say, somebody's going to be offended by it. Somebody is going to take into offense what you've said in your song. So I feel like if you are speaking what you feel, you are conveying your emotions in a way that doesn't bring negativity towards someone or a group of people, then I think you're doing a great job with your music. As long as you're being respectful to other people, you don't offend somebody, just don't do it purposely.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think it kind of, you know, just like lyrics in general, just the freedom to write lyrics is just kind of like, it is like a bigger manifestation of just like the American value of just like free speech. And I think it's really important to, you know, that, you know, we were talking before about how music is a universal language. And I think it's really important to connect people that way, especially with lyrics. So thank you so much, Asia, for that awesome segment. It's cool that you have, it's so cool that you have, you know, such a cool and like strong connection to music, and you're such an amazing reporter as well as an amazing host. So during the break, be sure to check our charity site out at btsya.org, which that stands for Be the Star You Are, 501c3 Literacy and Positive Media Charity. More info under events at our website at btsya.org. I'm Zara Hosname.
And I'm Brigitte Gia. Visit expressyourselfteenradio.com for more information about our show. When we come back, we will continue our inspiring conversation on the gift of music.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
Are you a teen interested in becoming a radio personality? The Positive Message Outreach Program of Be the Star You Are charity trains dedicated young people to be reporters and hosts on Express Yourself Teen Radio. Visit expressyourselfteenradio.com for information. That's expressyourselfteenradio.com. Don't forget to tune in to Express Yourself Tuesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Kids, where teens talk and the world listens.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Express Yourself on the Voice America Kids channel, where teens talk and the world listens. Express Yourself is produced by Star Style Productions, LLC, as an international outreach program of Be the Star You Are charity. For more information about our show, visit expressyourselfteenradio.com. Now, back to our star teens.
Welcome back. Thanks for staying with us here at Voice America Kids. Our program is Express Yourself. I'm Zara Hosseman.
And I'm Brigitte Gia. Katie Chu is our Aim to Shoot reporter, always informing us about careers that are available for us. And she is on today with her segment, Aim to Shoot. Hi, Katie.
Hi, everyone. I'm Katie, the reporter for Aim to Shoot, which is all about careers. And today I'm going to be talking about careers in music. So music, like writing, is basically a field that encompasses really a wide variety of careers, ranging from singers and music producers to radio DJs and music directors. Another similarity that we might note between music and writing is that really someone does have some sort of connection or experience with music. Like everyone has somehow related or somehow experienced, connected with music in a way that's helped them through many times, and it's definitely something that we all value in some form, whether it's through school bands or YouTube or just listening to music with friends. So obviously music serves many different purposes. For example, for me, music has definitely been sometimes a stress reliever, a way to help me through competitions, stressful times. Obviously for a lot of people, it's also a source of entertainment, a way to connect with people. And for this reason, a lot of people do play an instrument of some sort or constantly listen to music. to be honest, it's not one or two students who are reprimanded for leaving their earphones in their ears during class each day, and it's definitely not one or two students who ask if they can listen to music if we're just working in class at school. Of course, for a lot of these people, music may not go beyond this in their lives. Many of the students currently in band or orchestra probably won't pursue a career in music in the future. I'm sure these students do actually love music and enjoy playing their instruments, but like writing, music is sometimes better suited as a hobby or pastime for some people. And even if music isn't a career, it can still help you in different ways in the future. For example, it can improve your mental state, your emotional state. It can be a great way to pass time, to improve your mood. And I've definitely read a lot of articles about how putting music in a workplace can improve productivity and work ethics. So once music becomes a more common thing in workplaces, it may also be a contribution to your future in that way too. And then, of course, there are people who truly do hope to follow a career in music. I personally think these people are extremely inspirational just because they're able to devote themselves to something they really love, and often they're able to realize this early on and continue in that path toward music. For people who plan to follow a musical career, they should definitely begin preparing without a doubt in high school. And there are a lot of opportunities to gain experience and fill one's resume during high school, especially because there are a lot of people who are very interested in music during this time. So one obvious suggestion is participating in concerts, festivals, competitions, or performances. No matter how small, you want to be able to play in front of people and do a lot of things to make sure you have some experience in performing, whether it's as a group in a band or as an individual, for example, playing piano at a concert. So such experience can definitely help you get into a college with an advanced music program or maybe open doors for you in the music field. And for further experience or practice, you might want to attend summer music camps during which you can learn a lot and devote yourself to playing or performing. I personally have several friends who have gone to music camps and have been told that they've been really helpful and allowing you to really devote yourself during that time and not get distracted by other things, and you're able to learn a lot from music camps. And summer music camps are widely available, varying in difficulty of acceptance and in skill levels. In California alone, there are a lot, including Idlewild Arts Summer Program, Stanford Summer Arts Institute, Fresno Summer Orchestra Academy. In Colorado, there's the Colorado Conservatory for the Jazz Arts. In Pennsylvania, the Carnegie Mellon University Summer Pre-College Music. Many universities out there offer summer programs that can provide insight and vigorous training for high school students. And, of course, another method of showcasing your talents would be volunteering. There are a lot of nonprofit organizations out there that welcome young performers who are willing to play for the elderly or teach the young or disabled. Even school orchestras often go to places to play for people as ways of volunteering. And not only will such volunteering add to your resume, but it'll also allow you to contribute to society by merely doing something you really do enjoy, especially if you want to go toward a career in music. So once you have built a reputable resume, you want to make sure you choose the right college, especially for something like music. I mean, choosing the right college applies to all fields, of course, but for music, different colleges offer different programs that may be more focused on different areas of music. While most colleges out there do offer some sort of music program, they may not all be suited for you. For example, you should decide your college and major with careful consideration of what kind of music career you want to pursue before choosing your college. For example, the path for a composer differs from that for a singer or a recording engineer or a music teacher. Specifically, the best colleges for music performers and producers are considered to be colleges like Indiana University, Jacobs School of Music, and of course, the University of Juilliard. But the best college for music educators and teachers is reported to be Northwestern University, which produced thousands of exceptional music teachers that can be found working throughout the United States and beyond, and has a music education job placement rate of 100% every single year. So obviously these schools are completely different, and they are focused in different areas of music careers. So it's really important that you do sort of have an idea of what you want to do with your music in the future before you choose your path ahead of you. And your preference also affects which degree programs are right for you. If you want to be a professional musician, you should consider a Bachelor of Fine Arts. If you want to be an educator or teacher, consider a Bachelor of Music Education. If you want more flexibility in career choices, a Bachelor of Arts in Music may be in your best interests. Or if you prefer a more business-oriented career, a Bachelor of Science in Music is better for you than other people. And the PhD is usually reserved for composition, theory, musicology, and other majors that don't have a performance requirement. This isn't always the case, obviously, because, and for example, NYU offers a PhD in music performance. Thus, for the purpose of making decisions in your best interest, it really is important to know what kind of musical career you hope to have in the future. And this, like in every other career field, can be a difficult choice because there are so many career fields in the broad category of music. The first is the one everyone thinks of, performing and writing careers. This includes DJs, music producers, musicians, singers, and more. And a DJ, for example, plays songs at a nightclub, bar, or party using CDs, MP3s, etc., and can earn between $500 to over $1,000 per night. While musicians and singers play instruments or sing for live audiences and in recording studios, and held about 173,000 jobs in 2014, performing in various settings. And there are many jobs for musicians and singers in cities like New York and Los Angeles, but obviously not every singer and not every musician is as successful as some. And the median hourly wage for musicians and singers was $24.20 in May 2015, and can vary significantly, obviously. And the employment of musicians and singers is projected to go 3% from 2014 to 2024. And there are obviously other types of fields, such as recording careers, which includes record producers, recording engineers, assistant engineers. And then you also have the music business and facility careers, including concert promoters, personal managers, tour coordinators. And finally, one last one I want to talk about is music education, which everyone is somewhat familiar with, including music teachers, private instrument teachers, university teachers. A music teacher provides instruction in music performance and theory, and they can teach one-on-one or in a group setting, and their salary can range from $30,000 to $71,000. And obviously, I can hardly cover all the possible topics and careers because there are so many, especially in such a broad category like music. So we can definitely say that one of the benefits of following a career in music is really its wide range of options. After all, music is practically everywhere.
Wow, thank you so much.
Yeah.
That was really interesting. So thank you so much for that informative segment. I always love how much you connect everyone's interests and passions to a career and multiple careers that they could pursue. Sadly, we are out of time, but thank you to Star Style Productions, Cynthia Bryan, Be the Star You Are, and our Voice America Kids crew, especially our engineers Matt and Aaron. Thanks to our guests and reporters from across the world, and thank you, our listeners, for making us a top-rated program. I'm Zara Hassanein.
And I'm Bridget Gia. You have been listening to Express Yourself, an on-air global community where the teens talk and the world listens. For information on our creative community, go to btsya.org and our main site at bethestaryouare.org. Until next week, remember, be kind, be present, and be musical. Speak up, speak out, and express yourself.
Thanks for joining us this week on Express Yourself, produced by Star Style Productions, LLC, as an international outreach program of Be the Star You Are charity. For more information about our show, be sure to visit ExpressYourselfTeenRadio.com. Please join us again next Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, when teens talk and the world listens on the Voice America Kids channel. Until then, remember to express yourself.
Stars could shine between the lines if you would let yourself.